Now what they do is they
scramble. Is that what you want to know?
No, I'm not describing it very well. That what they used to do is they would crack them in the hot water and you sort of stir them around. But nowadays they have a little kind of a cup thing that they break.
Pouch.
Yes, very good. Yeah. You know, sometimes there's it's a kind of a stuff that comes off pork sort of stuff, and it's
sausage.
Okay. And let's see now, when you cook greens or certain kinds of things, sometimes you put meat in them, or people put meat in them. What's the meat called that they put in them?
Ham hock.
Ham hock. Okay. Anything else that you can think of?
Ham hock.
Okay, anything called either salt meat or...
Yeah, you know salt
that?
Meat.
You know salt meat. You know that word. Those
yeah, things. And put those in green beans.
Okay. Oh, in green beans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about fatback? Do you know that word?
I've heard it, yeah. On Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies. Oh, but you hadn't heard that in real life.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Do you know when they cut the side of a hog, what they call it?
No.
Okay. The kind of meat that you would buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
And on the bacon, there's a kind of an outside crusty edge that, well, nowadays it's always cut off the bacon, but it used to be that it would come with it. You had to cut it off.
Gristle? Or rind, or
rind, yes, right. Nobody ever gets that. A man who makes his living by selling and cooking, I mean, cutting and selling meat would be called a
meat cutter
or a
butcher.
Right. If meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
From its head?
Let me just ask you.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of either souse or head cheese?
No.
You don't know either one of those words. Okay. Have you ever heard of anything made by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything made out of hog blood? It's gonna kill you.
Oh.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called scrapple?
No.
I wouldn't go into what it is. If you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, you'd say your butter had gotten
sour, spoiled. Or
would you ever use the word rancid with butter?
No.
I don't know that word.
That's too big of a word. Who'd use that?
You'd say you would use spoiled though with butter
or soured.
How about milk? You know when milk gets thick and
curdled.
You call it curdled milk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what they make out of curdled or clabbered milk?
Cottage cheese.
Yeah, that's amazing. Most people don't know that. If you had something like some grease, it had some little particles in it, and to get them out, you'd have to pour it through maybe cheesecloth or something. You'd say that you were
draining. Was that
draining?
Straining.
Yes, straining. A type of pie that's baked in a deep dish. It's got like several layers of crust, like a peach.
Cobbler?
Yes. Now, something like that you might take milk or something and mix it up with sugar and thicken it up, and something that you might pour over pudding maybe. You'd call it a... It's such a simple word, and it's hard to describe. Oh, for gingerbread, sometimes people make a lemon...
Meringue? I don't know.
I know, you don't know what I'm getting at. Well, do you know the word sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't describe it.
I've heard of gingerbread, though.
Oh, you had heard of it. Okay, how would you just say it for me?
Sauce.